always focus on whether you backslid or not. That wasn't my fear. I just wanted to know how to kill temptation in those days too. But as I sought the Lord, he taught me life in the spirit, and I conquered everything the enemy was doing. Anger, temptation, pride. I conquered those things. Life in the spirit. See, in the spirit, Paul was able to be in jail and still be effective. He didn't let jail restrict him. He wrote a book. The Lord showed him what they were doing. He beheld, and he was in joy because they were strong. And then he wrote chapter 2 in Colossians to strengthen them so that they didn't fall for the lies of the Jews that was trying to impose the doctrine of circumcision, just like people do the doctrine of sanctification. It always stole from life in the spirit. People were progressing. The mind of Satan has to shut this down. They're gonna have people saved all over the world if I don't shut this down. I'm going to make them focus on keeping the law. And a lot of people couldn't read, and it sounded good. See, at the end of chapter 2, I told my children this. Everything looked good from a certain point of view. Verse 23 says, which things have indeed a show of wisdom. The doctrine of sanctification has a show of wisdom. It has a show of humility. It has a show of neglecting of the body. But it's not in any honor, and it is to the satisfying of the flesh. Period. It stole from you the focus of Jesus. Now you're back to being a natural man trying to fight Satan. You're a soft target all over again, if you let it work against you. Women wore those long, ugly dresses. They wore, not all of them were ugly, but they wore them long dresses. And they didn't, they focused on not wearing makeup and jewelry and things. You know, I understand that the angels made women, they used women, they taught women makeup. And I read the book of Enoch too. The origin of things is not always like it's supposed to be. So, but, and I understand the honor. They were trying to honor God. I'm not saying that they were not. Women look good enough without all that stuff. But if you tell people what they can't wear, that's the Holy Spirit's job to do that. Paul told people to dress modest. When he was showing women about the way they dress, he said, it's not the plaiting of the hair, the jewelry, things like that. It's what makes a woman beautiful is the essence of her heart. Life in the spirit makes a woman more beautiful, and makeup can't come close to making a woman beautiful as the heart. It's not the jewelry and the way you paint yourself. It's the heart that makes you look good. In other words, if you love God and you're focused on the life of God and the love of God, you're going to automatically be beautiful. Mom Power was a beautiful woman. You in the sense of you could see the love of God in her. She was an older lady when I met her, but beautiful from the spirit up. People who love God, they don't have that fear look. They don't have a distraught look. They may be in pain. They may be older, their body may ache, but their love of God is noticeable. I made it my business. I wanted to hear what she had to say because I knew she had been in. She looked like she walked right out of the prayer room from being in God's presence, and God was still upon her. You could see God in her countenance. That's what Paul was talking about. Now, people wear, you know, I don't tell people what not to wear. They're grown, they wear what they want. Paul said to women, dress modestly. Don't dress skimpy. Don't. Then that's up to you how you do it. When people come to church, they come like they are. And I want them to feel comfortable when they come. The Lord can change whatever need. They'll grow. And see, whatever we do for God, it must be our choice. Don't do something because I said it. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just showing you what to watch out for. But you govern your life by the Holy Spirit, not by thirsting. If I tell grown people don't drink, don't smoke, they're going to focus on keeping the law. As the Holy Spirit give me wisdom to deal with these things, then I'll say something according to the Holy Spirit. If you want to quit smoking, drinking, whatever you're doing, do it from the life of the Spirit. Fill your heart. I love to tell people the easy way to live. It's no stress in it. Just fill your heart with the Word of God. Embrace it, receive it, hold on to it, and live it. And you'll do fine. All these demons that's been aggravating you, they're going to fall off your life. But don't do it to be saved. Do it because you are saved. Turn from the world and into the arms of Christ. Abandon the world system, but embrace the words of God. Fill your heart with God's words, with the words that Jesus taught, and reject everything that Satan is talking about. From the doctrine of sanctification to on down. And the reason I say it that way is because that's more receptive, that's more palatable to people that love God. He's trying to get you, if he changed your focus, he changed everything with it. It's just like if envy and strife, it causes every evil work. It causes confusion and every evil work. So if you want to get rid of every evil work and confusion, just get rid of envy and strife. Period. Isn't that easier than trying to tackle all the confusion and the murders and the divorces and all that junk? You can conquer it by just get rid of envy and strife. Be done with all of it. Because that's what it leads to. Divorce, murder, strife. Get rid of the envy and the strife, and all that junk won't happen because of your choices. Now somebody else might walk in it, and they may divorce you, but you will be honorable before God. God loves his people, and I'm gonna make this a part three. We're gonna finish this or this portion of it anyway. Let's look at And you don't have to listen to all this at once. You can listen to it however you want, but God loves us. That's the point. Go back to Galatians 5. I love God, and I love his ways, I love his will, and I love his people. Galatians 5 help us to be steadfast. He said, stand fast therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He's saying it another way. Behold, I Paul say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. See, he had to write the Galatians just like he did the Colossians. But see, every church is a little different. So Paul's going to give us more. I don't know which church was the strongest. Maybe we'll see it as we study it. Well, obviously, Colossians was, because he wrote Galatians 3. He's reiterating this to the Galatians. Because this is, you know, chapter 5. After they had chapter 3, now they got chapter 5 to deal with. He said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the law, to the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are that are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace. This is the theme of what I've been saying all day. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. You see that? Faith works by love. John said it too. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. I love verse 8. This persuasion, the doctrine of sanctification or doctrines of works by the law, this persuasion has come not of him that calleth you. Now remember something. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little darkness is going to call you to be dark. Satan don't care what kind of darkness you fall for. He's going to try to wrap you up in it like a spider does a bug in a web. The bug is trapped in the web. That's a little leaven. He can't get off of it. Then the spider comes before he wiggles free and wrap him up so he can never get out of it. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Leave alone the darkness of this world. He said, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. He said, and I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the office of the cross ceased. You know, if he preached circumcision, they wouldn't bother him. That's what he's showing them. But he's being persecuted because he will not preach the doctrine of circumcision to be made righteous by the law. Verse 12, I wish they were even cut off which trouble you. But that didn't happen because God wants them to be saved too. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. This is what you want to do because you're saved. You want to serve others. That's what the heart of God wants to do. You were washed in his blood. You became like him. You have his strengths now. You have access to all the strength of God you want, or all the strength of God you need. You have access to the knowledge of God. You have access to the wisdom of God. You have access to the counsel of God. You have access to the might of God. You have access to God. The seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, written by Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 11, applies to you now by the Holy Ghost. Don't ever forget it. You have access to full life in the Spirit. But he's saying, don't use your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. You have the love of God in you, and that's what you primarily want to do. If you fill your heart with the word of God, your mind will be renewed. The appetites of your flesh can be changed into the appetites of God. Jesus said, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, but he did not say the flesh will always be weak. People read that into it. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, but he didn't say that the flesh would always be weak. I can honestly tell you the truth. I said, Lord, I want to be strong in you. Help me do it. And he did. I don't have a trouble with my flesh desiring cigarettes, alcohol, illicit sex. I don't have problems like that. Because when I was being tempted by the enemy, I hated cigarettes. I said, Lord, I want these temptations to be like cigarettes. I can't be tempted with a cigarette. I hate the way they smell. You know, I was around people that smoked growing up. I said, I'll never do that. I can't be tempted with cigarettes. I can't be tempted with alcohol. People that drink made me not want to drink. Their cars have whiskey dents. Sometimes they smell like pee. They can't keep a job. They have trouble. They have medical problems. I don't want that. I can't be tempted with it. My flesh don't desire it. So I don't know how he did. Life in the spirit is different. Nobody was teaching life in the spirit on the level that I learned it. I learned it from the Holy Ghost. But it can be done. You have to do it too. I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this. But you do. Teach me to hate everything that's not of you and let it be like cigarettes. Now, how do I do it? And then he gave me wisdom and I walked in it. Now, I can tell you what he showed me, but everybody's a little different. So God will give you a tailor-made plan so you can. There's no limit to how much you can hate the wrong things of this life. I despise. I don't just not want to participate in things of the world. I hate it. When I watch TV, I like movies. I like good movies that make you think. It's just a fun recreation for me. But I don't want the stuff that's degrading women and undressing women. And I don't like it. I like movies that give you hope. Okay, nevertheless, your appetite changes. He's saying, you see, the Jews is going to accuse him of having liberty and then operating in the flesh. That's just an accusation. He said, I wish that they were even cut off, which trouble you, verse 12. For brethren, we have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But by love, serve one another. That's where life is, serving other people. See, the enemy, he tried to get men to worship the body of women. I said, Lord, what is it with lust anyway? He said the enemy tempts men to worship a woman's body. God made women beautiful, and we're attracted to the way they shape. We're attracted to the way they look naturally. But the enemy wants us to cross the line and worship the woman's body. Women, they dress skimpy because they want body worship. They have that kind of pride wants them to, it's crazy. But people don't know these things that way, but they like attention. Satan wanted to be worshipped. And men wear tight clothes to show off their muscles because that's a form of wanton worship, basically. Now, people do what they do for whatever reason. Some people may not process it that way. I understand that. On men and women. But people like attention. Well, those kind of things, when you fill your heart with the Word of God, you don't need something on the outside to make up what's not there on the inside. Because we're complete in Christ. We don't need props and crutches to live. I said earlier, what makes women look the best is loving God. When you love God, the love of God gets in your countenance and you look 10 times better than anybody that you don't have to undress yourself to look good anymore. Life in the spirit. And you don't have to give in to the wiles of the devil either. People fall for different things, but appetites that's not of God, the love of God would be your law. The love of God, you'll do it because you love God, not because somebody's trying to coerce you into something that's stupid. Okay, for the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this verse 14, thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. That's how you fulfill. This is scripture. This is how you fulfill the law. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh I like the way Steve Quayle said it. That's the appetite of demons on humans. A demon is a disembodied spirit of the giants of old. They come to us, they had evil appetites for sex, for violence. They hated God. If you don't believe me, read what Goliath said to David. He hated God. David cut his head off. He was going to feed David to the, called him a dog, said he's going to feed him to the birds. He hated God. He cursed God. That's how demons are. Now, You take the appetite of demons, they love to listen to sex. And they taught men to, they impose their appetite on people. Well, I'm washed in the blood. I did not want that, but it kept coming at me. It's foreign. I resisted it. I felt it. I felt those desires, but I resisted it. Life in the spirit. God helped me do it. Some people think you can't do it. They think you just can't do nothing but give in to it. I hope you don't do something stupid. They fear it. The Lord taught me not to fear it. He taught me, I conquered it by the love of God. Then he helped me finish it off by killing the fear. It is the appetite of demons. Disembodied spirits of giants. See, a giant is half angel, half human. They were, and they died, but they can't go, they don't go to hell, and they can't go to heaven, so they trouble people. That's why Jesus cast out a legion of them out of those pigs. All right, but continuing on. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is true, folks. Verse 17 proves it too. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another. The flesh is more subject to it than the spirit, but the spirit is not subject to it because it's born again. For those who are born again. I read it again. The flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would do. If you let the flesh win, it'll take over, and it'll end up in your heart, and you'll be all messed up again, needing salvation. Verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now, then he explains the works of the flesh. For the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And if you fall into this trap, now you need the law. Because God told you don't do it. But from life in the spirit, all these things are conquered by the love of God. Life in the spirit. The Holy Spirit, you have access to the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the counsel of God, the might of God, God himself, all the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord. If you got love in you, if you have the love of God in your heart, and in your trouble with one of these things, or all of them at once, the fear of the Lord will rise up. The fear of the Lord taught me, is it attaches to the love of God, and you can conquer anything with the fear of the Lord. You can speak, I used to tell Satan, you can't tempt me with no woman, and you can't tempt no woman with me, in Jesus' name. That cuts off Satan. Then I pray for my strength. I said, Lord, help me not be tempted with any woman, and bless all women not to be tempted with me, or whatever woman the enemy was trying to send my way. I says, let her see me as a brother. And, you know, I pray for people's strength. It always worked. It didn't just work a few times. It always worked. 100% success. I say it again if you don't believe me. 100% success. Life in the spirit always conquers life in the flesh. Now watch this. But the fruit of the spirit is love. See, it listed love first. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I want to point something out about peace. Peace, if you follow the peace, it's like Pastor Jim always teaches, Pastor Jim the fourth. If you follow the peace, and Pastor Jim the third, he taught it too. If you follow the peace, you're safe. That's how you know you're following God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. You fulfill within. God, you're complete in Christ. You have peace that the world don't have. Your joy can help you conquer. That's your strength. Your love is you. That's your condition through Christ. Joy is your strength. Peace, that's your relationship with God. That's fellowship with God. Long-suffering. You can, even though people are rude to you, you can love them anyway. Gentle, because you're supplied by God. It don't matter. Whatever you need, God is able, there to back you up. Gentleness, goodness, faith. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ, and they that are Christ, they belong to Christ, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And your appetites can be changed. You can tell Satan, you can't hinder me with that. You can speak and change your attitude. You can speak and change your desires. You can speak and change your appetites. You don't have to have lustful appetites. You can say with your mouth by faith, I hate every lustful appetite. I drive it out of my life. I cannot be tempted by Satan because I don't like Satan and his ways. And I love all of God's ways. You can say things like that. It works. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Practice the ways and deeds of the Spirit as a way of life. Not just to get out of one moment of trouble. In verse 26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. These things will get us right back in the mess. Never get in competition with your brothers and sisters in Christ. To women, if there's a woman that you perceive look better than you and all the men are, don't be jealous of that. Focus on Jesus in you. I'm going to tell you something about men. Some women appeal to men more than others. And a man can think the world of how you look, and the rest of them, even though they're perceived to look better, they may look more like that Barbie doll or whatever. But I understand men are, some women appeal to me more than others. I don't know why. It's just how it is. And that's how it is with all men. Some women, they know they're beautiful, but you will appeal to your husband more than them. It's God. That's why when the enemy was trying to get me off track, he would, women that I normally wouldn't go after, he was able to tempt me with them anyway. There are three attraction points. Most people pay attention to the way people look, but also the way people think, and also the spirit. Some people are more spiritually connected. They're on the same wavelength spiritually. And some, the way people think, it makes people beautiful. So the Lord had, he taught me, never underestimate a woman. And I'm closing with this because life in the spirit is important. You look at Christ. You'll learn all things through him. But you don't need anything outside you to be complete. You're already complete in Christ, life in the spirit. We'll close with that. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.